At hospitals, doctors and nurses are finding themselves on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, but other healthcare professionals are confronting this crisis daily at stores across Connecticut. Pharmacists. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
Joe Petricone Jr. says the COVID-19 pandemic has changed things big and small at his business. Take, for instance, signatures.
Right now, we're not letting people touch our pens. And we've had one insurance company recommend that we can just write COVID as their signature for now. But that's only one insurance company. There's many.
Petricone is a pharmacist and owner of Petricone's Torrington Pharmacy, which shifted to only delivery and curbside pickup.
We have a tent set up outside and a sign saying if they need us, they can call our phone number or knock on the door. So a lot of people, you know, they're asking for a lot of the same things that, you know, are unavailable everywhere. Thermometers, hand sanitizer, masks.
Nathan Tinker, CEO of the Connecticut Pharmacists Association, says pharmacists are looking weeks out, trying to plan for potential supply issues.
Are they going to be able to get insulin? Are they going to be able to get these other drugs that are high volume, high usage in the population and have, you know, relatively short, sometimes short shelf lives?
Take hand sanitizer. Governor Ned Lamont signed an executive order allowing pharmacies to make their own, but Tinker says wholesalers don't have the ingredients.
Even the pharmacies can't get a hold of the isopropyl alcohol or ethanol that is at the levels required in order to manufacture this. That's one iteration of what the supply chain problem could be going forward.
Petricone says be diligent about keeping prescriptions refilled, get it delivered if you can, and if you have to go into a store, wash your hands and be patient. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.